Rudolph Rolf Bear loved games. Money and food had grown scarce everywhere after the Great Depression began in 1929. Rolf looked for ways to make life a little more fun. Chase, chess, handball, and kickball were good distractions for his sister Ilsa and their friends in his German hometown. When Rolf turned 10, Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party were blaming Jews for Germany's problems. They kicked Jewish kids out of school. Suddenly, Rolf's classmates didn't want to play with him anymore. Facing imprisonment and even death, the Bears fled Germany just weeks before the border closed. When they reached New York City in 1938, the children changed their names to the less German-sounding Ralph and Jane. 16 now, Ralph had no more time for games. He took a job in a leather factory and, with an inventor's spirit, quickly found ways to make the machines run better. On the subway to work one morning, Ralph noticed an advertisement. Make big money servicing radios. Hey, I think this could be me. He liked the idea of working with radios. People around the world tuned in every day to gasp over mystery shows, laugh with comedians, and worry over wartime news. He enrolled in radio repair classes. I chased all over New York City repairing radios. Did it all myself. Pickups, repairs, deliveries. After America joined World War II in 1941, Ralph used his radio skills in the army. But once he returned from England and France, he looked to the future. Television. Veterans were coming home and buying houses, and television sets brought newscasters and celebrities right into viewers' living rooms. Within a few years, more than 15 million households owned one. Ralph took a job designing televisions, but he found it boring to passively watch a screen. With their crisscrossing lines, he said they looked suspiciously like board games, so why not use them to play games? You're already late, his bosses said. No time for games.